Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. Amazon has written to SEBI requesting the regulator to investigate Future Retail for alleged material suppression and false disclosures by the Indian retailer, defrauding its shareholders and the Indian investors at large. Amazon has also approached the court accusing Future Retail of alienating its retail assets in favor of Reliance Industries. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau probe SpiceJet's Mumbai-Durgapur flight mishap. The occurrence is being categorized as an accident in accordance with the International Civil Aviation Organization norms. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has carried out a preliminary probe and initiated an inspection of SpiceJet's entire fleet. Subsidiary Biocon Biologics said Ireland's health regulator has reported some deficiencies in the manufacturing process at the company's plant in Bengaluru. The good manufacturing practice inspection of one of Biocon's Biologics' new monoclonal antibody drug substance manufacturing facilities was conducted between 28th of March and 1st of April. Adani Wilmer has acquired Kohinoor brand from McCormick Switzerland GmbH for an undisclosed amount. The acquisition would give Adani Wilmer exclusive rights over the brand Kohinoor Basmati rice, along with ready-to-cook, ready-to-eat curries and meal portfolios in India. Moving on to markets, the SGX Nifty futures were quoting at 17,083 levels, unchanged from their previous close, hinting at a muted start for the Nifty benchmark. All eyes will be on the LIC IPO that opens for subscription today. The 21,000 crore rupee public offer will be the biggest issue ever on Dalal Street. While investors are busy scanning financials of LIC, grey market is also giving positive signals with regards to the public issue. According to market observers, LIC IPO grey market premium was at 85, which is around 8% higher from the LIP IPO price band of 902 rupees to 949 rupees per equity share. Also, the crucial US Fed interest rate decision will be announced later tonight. It will be closely monitored as a 50 basis points rate hike is widely expected. In business term of the day, we look at grey market premium or IPO GMP. It is an information that is calculated based on the demand of a company that is coming up with an IPO. The grey market starts unofficially in the unregulated market after the IPO data and price band announcements. IPO investors always look at the premium of an IPO before investing in it, but it might vary as per the market conditions, demand and subscription numbers. Well, with that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.